This is HPR episode 1853 entitled, I Love Vista. It is hosted by Alpha32 and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, how I got into Linux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good evening, Hacker Public Radio. This is Alpha 32 coming at you from swampy southeast Missouri. Okay, what I wanted to talk to you about today is how I got into Linux. Well, it's not a terribly interesting story, but you know those kind of things seem to be popular on the Hacker Public Radio feed. So, I will throw in my 2 cents worth. So, growing up, you know, I always used Windows, like most people my age, you know, under 30. We grew up in the age of Microsoft is the only path. I didn't know any better until, you know, my early 20s. My first computer, well, the first computer that was mine and mine alone, you know, was a compact laptop. It came with Vista on it. Now, I know everybody will cringe, but I actually like Vista. And before I get lots of angry comments, I'll tell you why I like Vista. I like Vista because it got me into Linux. So, had my laptop. It worked fine, you know, for a while. And then, inevitably, it started crapping out. Not the hardware, mind you, the software. Thanks again to Microsoft and Vista. So I was going to school in Germany at the time, and I was seriously about to just throw this piece of junk out the window. I mean, it was a 17-inch wide paving stone, essentially, to me. I told a buddy about that, and he said, no, hold on, don't do that just yet. And he worked some sort of what looked to me like crazy computer kung fu and installed Ubuntu on it. This was back in the good old days of Ubuntu. It was 9.04, back in the GNOME 2 days. That's always difficult for me to say, GNOME. Anyways, yeah, he put Ubuntu on there, and I was pretty stoked. At first, I was like, what the heck is this stuff? But, I mean, it worked. And it worked way better than what I had. So I went on with that for about a year, until the hardware actually started crapping out on that laptop. And, well, I really didn't know anything at that time about how free open source kind of stuff, and I guess I just didn't really care about it. You know, I'd never gotten into it. So I went to the dark side, got a Mac. You know, well, at least it's still Unixy, right? Happily used that for a few years, and then my little brother had this old Acer. Actually, I'm still using it. Thing's got a Pentium 3 in it. With anything other than Linux, it would be a pretty crusty bit of hardware. He was about to throw it out. I said, no, let me play with it. You know, what I like to do. Take things apart, you know, see how they work, all that jazz. So I got it and had to figure out how to install Ubuntu on that. I said figure out how to. I had never done it before. So, you know, there was that. But I got it going. and it's awesome. This thing has been serving me well for a couple of years now. It's running Debian now because, well, Unity, you know. So yeah, I with the old Acer, it was good because I didn't have to worry about breaking it. I still have my Mac, so if I screwed up the Acer, it didn't really matter, you know. I could just take the usable hardware and chuck it in the bin, like my brother was going to. So yeah, I'm pretty glad that I spent that time researching and figuring out what I could do with this thing. So in getting this computer up and running, this old Acer, I discovered the whole world that is free open source software. And I discovered a community that I can fit into. That's pretty great. Well, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know how great the free open source community is. I found lots of help where I needed it. I still find help where I need it. And lots of great podcasts and people on the forums and whatnot. You know, folks to share, laugh, or answer whatever sort of technical mayhem I may have, you know, got myself into. So that's basically my story of Linux. Currently I'm running Debian on all my machines. Got an old Pentium 4 Dell here. Got an old ThinkPad. So as you can tell, I mean, I'm sure you're sensing a trend here. I'm big on older hardware. I say I'm big on it because, well, it's cheap. And that's good for me. So yeah, I mean, if you've got any sort of hardware, I mean, pretty well, just like anything, that's what's great about Linux and open source stuff is you can always find something to make it work. There's always as big and fancy and graphically awesome blend of Linux as you want, or there you can find something totally tiny and stripped down and bare bones, you know, to run on some truly ancient stuff, you know. I mean, I'm sure you could, like, find a distribution of Linux that will run on, like, a steam-powered computer, you know. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But seriously, it's pretty wild, the whole range of stuff that there is out there. Anyways, if you guys want to hit me up, yeah, just shoot me an email. Leave a comment. I'm on Google+. So that's basically it. And as other guys say, don't forget to support free and open source software. All right, have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.